Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
There's one sound you absolutely dread waking up to.
Hello, I'm a disc jockey.
If this show doesn't get going soon, we're going to have to scrap the whole thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could speak to you for just a moment.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy now.
Back it up.
I go away from people. I don't go near people. I don't chit-chat.
Right now, our best defense has been social distancing.
So distancing.
You should start distancing yourself.
Distancing myself?
You know what? You're right. It is distancing.
We're your social distancing morning show.
So, back off 6 feet and enjoy this show.
Yeah, just back off a couple of steps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we'll all be healthier for it.
The more I see people and meet people and hear people, mm-hmm. I will back off 10 feet. I don't care.
You're crazy like that. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty, feeling a little bit better this morning. See, Morty, that's why I stay away from the mayo.
Yeah.
That's why I stay away from the mayonnaise.
Point proven. But I can't believe they make that really fresh. And I can't. Maybe there was something.
I won't say where I got it from.
What else is in there?
I bought it so often that I just didn't even think twice.
All right.
Is there onions in there? I think there's some.
There's like celery. And it's good.
I know it's good.
Right up until it's not.
I think it's the onions.
Until Wednesday.
Yeah. You can leave onions off of anything in my world, by the way. Just in case people didn't know that about me.
Well, good to have you back. Show number 1,930?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Carla, we're getting closer.
Gosh. You know, Mike, at that other station, our friend Greg Hodges, I don't know if you saw the picture that he posted.
No.
Of we interviewed Mickey Rooney years ago, and it's the picture of all of us with Mickey Rooney.
We did?
Yeah, we sure did.
Wow.
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, let's put on a show, Mickey Rooney. Yes.
You make the costumes.
Yes, that's right.
I'll get the lights.
I'll get the lights. Yeah.
Talk about Flashback Friday.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting older, Morty, but geez.
Bunch of stuff to cover this morning.
Andy Rooney.
Andy.
What?
No, Mickey.
Mickey.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, what's in Mike's big box?
Yes.
People are getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
Your first chance to guess coming up next hour, 7 o'clock. Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine today and right through the weekend. High in the low 100s, 79 now. And Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Mike Tyson is going to fight, going to fight Roy Jones Jr. They will square off in an exhibition match in September. I don't know if either one of you have seen Mike Tyson lately.
He's ripped.
Holy moly. Oh, my God. He's a wall.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a wall. He is 54 years old. He hasn't fought since June of 2005. Jones is 51. His last fight was in 2018. So, yeah, I know. But I don't know. Mike, wow. But it is an exhibition match, so who knows? I'm sure
they're not going to hit that hard.
I'm sure that, you know what? I think they're going to hit really hard, actually.
Yeah.
I really do. Bill and Ted Face the Music will hit theaters and video on demand on the same day, September 1. Mark your calendar, Morty. Mark your calendar on that one.
Mark.
Taylor Swift, boy, did she just yesterday morning say, listen, got a little something for you guys tonight at midnight. And she released her new album last night. It's called, this morning, I suppose, at midnight, Folklore, it's called. Now, Kanye West was supposed to release an album as well. That it didn't happen yet. Anyhow, a lot of people are saying, did she do that to... kind of in your face from, you know, the American Music Awards. So who knows?
That's over, though, right? I mean, that was how many years ago?
She's never done anything. She's never said a word about it, but she did this, and that would be a quiet way of saying, I'm going to trump you on that one.
Wow.
She said nothing this year has, you know, gone as planned for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and release this. Releasing things on a certain date isn't happening. It's just different now. So here you go. I've listened to a couple of songs off of it, and it's really, really good. I like her. There was a part of me years ago that didn't want to like her, and I love her. I just love her. I love her music. I love the person. And Mike, the first home run of the 2020 Major League Baseball season was hit last night. We can play that in a bit. I don't know where you are. It was the Yankees-Nationals game. It's still sitting there because there's nobody in the stands to catch that now. So it's just sitting there. Some ball is out there going, somebody pick me up, right, man. It's interesting.
We had said this before in some ballparks where they have the cutouts.
Yep.
If the ball hits you, you know, as a result of a home run, they'll mail you the ball.
Right. And you get, like, tickets to a game next season or something like
Which
that.
Which is very cool, but, yeah, it's just, it's sitting there, people. So.
And by the way, with no fans, you can hear the pitcher's reaction, too.
Yes, I know, I love it. Yes.
Which we will play in a couple of minutes here.
Former Detroit Tigers pitcher, by the way, Max Scherzer. That is my take for now, brought to you by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Baseball started yesterday. All the other games start today. So it was the Yankees and Nationals. Dodgers beat the Giants 8-1. But in the Yankees National game, the first home run of the 2020 season was hit by Giancarlo Stanton.
I know. I like that.
In the first inning of the Yankees National game yesterday, and listen to this, because there's no fans.
I know.
You can actually hear the reaction of the pitcher, kinda Max Scherzer, who, like you said, used to pitch for Detroit.
Yes, he did.
Here it is.
Stanton with a drive out to left center field, and just like that, the Yankees have jumped in front. 2-0 New York. Had there been fans in the ballpark, it was a guy that bought the worst seat that would have gotten that souvenir.
That souvenir may sit there for another 8.5 innings. Yeah.
Nobody went to go, you know, run and get it. And,
yeah.
But right at the beginning, right when he hit the ball, the pitcher knew it.
Stanton with a drive out to left center field, and just like that.
Now, I don't know if the live feed got through.
Oh, that's good. I love it.
But that's the.
love it, yeah.
That's the thing we have, so.
That's great.
So the Yankees win that game, Nationals 3-1, and again, the Dodgers beat the Giants 8-1. Your Tigers play the Reds.
Yeah, we do.
And I guess the White Sox, we don't start playing until Monday or something. I don't know what's going on there.
I was looking into you buying a seat, you know, the cutouts. But some White Sox fan, you know, they had a few left and he bought 100. So there are no more left.
One guy?
One guy. He bought 100 of them. Yeah. Wow. So you lost your seat, Mike.
Got it.
I know. Just like Chicago.
Typical.
And he paid like four seasons worth to buy all 100.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez.
It's the only reason I like watching the Dodgers. Say that, you know, is Mary Hart there? Is her friend out there?
Who is that?
Who knows? Well, baseball is back.
Yes, it is.
I don't know how excited people are, but it's back.
I like it.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always just a phone call away at 702-739-9636 or use the same number to text 702-739-9636, 635, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Do you have is it a Venmo account?
I do.
You do?
I have a Venmo, yeah.
Okay.
PayPal as well. Mm-hmm.
Jody says, we're trying to help out our kids. They're moving.
Right.
Into a new home.
Yeah.
And I said, housewarming gift is we're going to pay for the movers.
Right.
So, you know, Jody goes, we'll have Mike set up a Venmo account, blah, blah, blah.
You're like, what? Who?
And he'll do it on his phone. And
who's mowing what?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I get a little paranoid. And this is why. I don't know if you saw this story. Trevor Harwood out of Michigan saw that he had accidentally received a $3,500 Venmo payment from a guy in Utah who was trying to buy a camper. And he accidentally clicked the wrong name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So here are the two guys. Hold on. Here they are. Here are the two guys talking about it.
I was just out here golfing with my dad. I started not playing very well, so I kind of lost interest a little bit and checked out my phone. And it said, Isaac paid you $3,500. And I thought, I really don't know this dude at all, you know?
I typed his name in. He said, oh, yeah, that's me. He's like, oh, it's okay. Just push it. And pushed it. And there went the money. Please, you know, have a good heart.
I ended up messaging him back saying, you know, I'll send it back but I'm pretty thirsty.
But you can definitely buy, you know, a couple cases of beer. I don't care. Just, you know, if we can get the majority of it back, I'm more than happy.
So it ends up to be a good story.
Yes.
Because the one guy says, I'll send it back, but you know what? I could use a couple of beers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he said, all right, send everything back except like $20 for a couple of cases of beer.
Yeah. That's cool.
And it worked out good.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Listen, it's just a matter of you who you're hitting it to send it to. You know, you can accidentally send it to somebody else on your list, but you can also, you know, if you know you did it, you can stop it and they'll you know.
Oh, okay.
Or you let them know and
or there's
will,
the people
they will take
who
care
immediately
of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Send it to their bank account and then it's done forever.
but then Venmo can go after them as well.
For those people that have a Venmo account, has that ever happened to you?
Well, Venmo, PayPal, they're all the same. Zelle.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Oh,
really.
They are.
Yeah, they're all basically
You know what my
same.
Problem is I use PayPal and Venmo a lot.
Mm-hmm.
PayPal immediately puts the decimal point in, so if you want to send 25, you just put 2500.
Right. Yeah.
If you do that on Venmo, which I've done before, and I mean to send $250, I send $2,500.
Oh, yeah. I don't use Venmo very. I really don't use that. I use PayPal and Zelle.
Just makes me nervous.
Because PayPal's easy to buy.
Let me see. You have a phone? Well, then you should be nervous because you have a phone.
Yeah,
got news, people. Anytime you've done one thing on your phone, they can find you. Talk about women's underwear, guys.
Exactly.
They'll know up. You talked about them. Yes.
All of a sudden, I'm getting ads.
Yes, Mike's getting Venmo ads
now. Anybody else has had that Venmo accident? Tom's on the phone. What's up?
I think that the in the Zelle Venmo thing, I think Zelle is Betamax and Venmo is VHS. Like Zelle was first.
Yeah.
They were number one for one brief shiny moment. But with Venmo, like Venmo will give you a debit card if you ask them.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier this year, I learned back in olden times when we had things like a Super Bowl, I invested in one of those block pools back east.
Right.
And I didn't have to wait until I got home or for them to mail cash. They Venmo'd me my winnings.
I just don't use it, like, probably mostly because of the reason you said, Morty. That's why, like, PayPal, they also have a debit card you can get. They have a credit card you can get, too. It's like you need to put in the decimal points for me.
Yeah, there are too many places that know where all my money is.
Right?
See, that's the beauty of me going through three divorces. I have no money. So go ahead, look away, search away.
Here's my bank account. Yeah. Go ahead, have at it.
Have a good day, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Guys. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3. KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call 709 Friday morning. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. We revealed another piece of the box.
Yes.
Mike and Carla's big box a little bit later on this hour. Your chance to guess all five items, win that humongous prize. Phase one during the 96 days of summer. Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine today and right through the weekend. Going to be nice, though. High in the low 100s.
Yeah, that's
like 102, 104.
All right.
Stuff like that. So it's about 80 outside right now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, not only is it Friday, but it's National Tequila Day. I know. Morty, drink up. You are allowed because a new study found the states that love tequila the most are Nevada, number one, Colorado, Arizona, California, and way over there, Maryland. Maryland, of all places.
Wow.
I know it. So drink up, people. You may need to with everything that's going on. Now, listen, I don't want to leave this out. It's also National Cousins Day.
Oh.
So enjoy that. Except in Alabama, that's on Valentine's Day.
All right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
Put
that.
Put the tequila bottle
down.
I
didn't mean that, Alabama. I meant Georgia. I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that either, Kentucky. Oh, gosh. Hey, so there is a new national hockey team. It is the Seattle Kraken. That's what it is. People are going, what? What's a Kraken? I had the Jack Daniels Kraken. I had that. No, it's a monster. It's a sea monster. It's a sea monster.
So they're the Seattle sea monsters?
That's what they should have been.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Because that flows.
Yeah.
So they start playing what, next season?
21-22 season.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. There you go. And, boy, sales of those realistic sex dolls are through the roof since this pandemic started. There's a guy out there, he has 5 of them. Yeah. They interviewed him. I'm not joking. He says that this whole thing, isolation, the pandemic, would have been so much harder with them around, and they pretty much saved his life.
Oh.
So don't you make fun, anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, one, I'm sure is nice. 2, sure. But when you have them in, like, each room of your house, I guess, all right then, sure. And then I'm talking to Alexa over here, and she's turning me on. Oh,
it's like his home brothel.
Yes, that's right. It's been a very
room
happy
free,
pandemic.
Please.
That's right.
Where it's just for him.
I'd like the redhead now.
Alexa, which room do I go to?
Jeez.
Room number 4.
Please, you're wearing me out. God.
That is so sad.
Oh, Lordy.
And that shock look.
Yeah, you know, that look
of shock when he walks into the room.
I know.
There's those short movies, too, that just came out during this whole thing with Anna Kendrick.
Oh,
where the doll actually starts talking to her. It's her boyfriend's doll.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I thought you were talking about other short movies. Okay, whatever. It is Friday, people. A few things you should know.
All you have to do is guess all 5 items in Mike and Carla's Big Box. You can win the big prize at phase 1 during the 96 days of summer. Want to take a shot? Go ahead. 9th caller, 702-739-9636. Got to be over 21 years of age or older. Check it out on our website. But call in now. Caller number 9. Let's go.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's Big Box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Peggy on the phone. Peggy has done this before.
Mm-hmm.
So, Peggy, you know the drill. We need all 5 items in Mike and Carla's Big Box to win that big prize in phase 1 of the 96 Days of Summer. Go ahead.
Okay. A garbage can, a ribeye steak, seashells, an answering machine, and knowing you guys, a rubber duck.
Guys.
I know. Be a rubber chicken, actually.
Yeah. But it's not.
No, it is not.
You got 4 out of 5. Don't forget, you can play as many times as you want. Your next chance to play in the 9 o'clock hour. Details about the big box on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about those things you can watch on TV right there in your home. Jeff, what is going on this weekend?
Well, we've got a thriller called Most Wanted, available on video on demand, and it stars Josh Hartnett as an investigative reporter who fights to expose the twisted truth between a heroin bust orchestrated by dirty cops to frame an innocent man. This is all based on a true story. And this guy was sentenced to life in a Thai prison. And comedian Jim Gaffigan plays a wannabe drug lord. So he's always known for his comedy.
What?
Wait till you see him do his dramatic side. He's amazing in it. Then we have a thriller called The Rental, and it marks Dave Franco's directorial debut. Yeah, James Franco's little brother. And this is a sharp and grossing horror thriller about 2 couples on a getaway who's suspicious that the host on their rental house may be spying on them. So this movie gets by with no supernatural elements, relying entirely on human behavior, and a peeping Tom is watching you in your shower. So have you ever, when you went into an Airbnb, ever wonder if, you know, what's going on? Maybe it plays on those fears.
Well, now I do. You had another one, Jeff.
From Netflix, Mucho, Mucho Amor. Hey, Mike, if you remember channel surfing in the 90s late at night and come across this Latino Liberace, you know, astrology thing?
Uh-huh.
I was totally engrossed by Walter Mercado. He's a Puerto Rican astrologer and a psychic, and his life, career, and post-fame seclusion. So he was loved by hundreds of millions of fans, then he vanished. Why? Well, this documentary explains his whole life in his own words, and the city of Miami had an exhibit of his life and possessions. 2 months before he died. And I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite movies of the year. I know it's crazy, but it is just an emotional. He loved his fans. He loved people. You got to see this documentary, Mucho, Mucho Amor.
Wow.
It sounds like a spoof.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It does, but it's not. It's a wonderful documentary.
All right.
And make sure you check out my interviews I have for Josh Hartnett and Jim Gaffigan on my YouTube channel. And Dave Franco. I talked to him, too, also for The Rental on my YouTube channel.
Nice.
Cool. Jeff, did you watch 365 Days?
I didn't. Don't get mad.
No, I won't. Oh, no, watch it.
Well, there's still plenty of time left.
There is. I've now had two of our listeners say, wow.
I promise you, it's in my queue. So if you see my list, it's on there. I will get to it.
Okay.
Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, of course, and VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always good catching up with you. Have a great weekend.
Morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's the fourth annual Project H2O. Mike and Carla collecting cases of bottled water, all to benefit the Salvation Army. And this year, our sponsor, Subaru of Las Vegas, 6455 Roy Horn Drive. That is right off the 215. Easy access. What we love about it is you can donate Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Just take your cases of water into the dealership. They have a really nice layout there for all the water.
Yeah, they
just
do.
Just set it easy. Down and that's it. If you Very donate easy. Four cases or more, mm-hmm. what do you get? A $25 gift card, your choice.
Yeah, over and above the crust pizza. Salud, Mexican restaurant, and hello.
Robo Pro
Thank
Golf.
Thank you. Robo Pro Golf. That's
Your
right.
choice.
That's right. Yeah, there
Limit
you go.
Limit one gift certificate per family, so stop by, if not today, tomorrow on Saturday, which you mm-hmm. couldn't do here at this building.
Right.
And by the way, for those people wondering why Subaru stepped up, our building's closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wouldn't have made any sense. So.
Right. And they're all masked up. So, you know, make sure you do the same, mm-hmm. you know. But, yeah, you're good. You're good.
All right. So if you could help us out, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
It all benefits the Salvation Army. Fourth annual Project H2O. More details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. 8:11. Plenty of sunshine today and right through the weekend. High in the low 100s. About 85 now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting, and this might be of interest to, well, somebody like your daughters, Mike. Mark Paul Gosselaar, he has never actually watched an episode of Saved by the Bell. So he's going to change that, and he's going to do a podcast called Zach to the Future, where he's actually watching episodes for the first time. And commenting on them.
Huh.
A lot of actors and actresses just don't watch their stuff. They do it. They don't watch it, though. A lot of them. So that would be interesting if you're a fan of that show. If you're a fan, or were a fan, I should say, of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to watch. Most horrible show ever.
What?
Awful.
It was such a positive. It had a positive message.
It was
the
most awful show I'd ever
oh
seen.
Oh, my God.
They were all such good actors, though.
It was on the level of 90210,
no,
but
not even
in
close.
The afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, but on 90210, they could actually act a little bit. Yeah. Oh, gosh, but that Elizabeth Berkley who went on to do Showgirls. yeah. Hey, the 1980 movie Coal Miner's Daughter tops a list of the best movies for country music fans. And that was a good movie. Walk the Line is second, followed by Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Crazy and Tender Mercies. All really good movies, man.
So,
really
so the first movie you mentioned,
Coal Miner's Daughter.
That is that about Loretta Lynn?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Loretta Lynn. Yeah.
And then the other one is about Johnny Cash.
Walk the Line was about Johnny Cash.
And then Patsy Cline, the movie Crazy.
Uh-huh. And Tender Mercies, that was the one with Robert Duvall, and I can't remember.
Who was that about?
Oh, God, because that was out like 25, 30 years ago, and I cannot remember. And Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou was a...
That's
was
the other one.
That was great.
That one's number one for me.
Oh, man, that was...
Who was that was about?
No, it's a band. It was
a bunch of guys in prison that broke out, and
George
became
Clooney.
A group.
Who did the Coen Brothers? Coen Brothers, did they do that?
I think so.
Why do I think they did that? Yeah,
and the music is awesome.
It is. Wow. It's a good movie. Really good. That's one of my dad's favorite movies. He loved that movie. The release of Top Gun 2 has been postponed next July.
What?
2021. Yep. Next July. It's coming out. They're going to just hold off. There's no way they're releasing that on video on demand. There's no way that Tom Cruise is going to, you know, fall for that.
Hang up my flight jacket and
yes, yeah, put that away
my volleyball.
Next year. And hopefully we'll work off our Top Gun weight before then. And happy birthday to the original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, turned 69 years old today. Yes, I just put my arms up. That's right.
She always had that lasso.
She was so cool. Yes, she did. Oh, I never quite knew why, but
I think I do.
Well, I mean, yes, I know why, but it's like Wonder Woman and a lasso.
The other Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yes.
She was my favorite female superhero.
What, Linda
She's like
Carter's
one of the
version?
Few.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
Linda
she
Carter.
She was like the only pretty much one except for like Josie from Josie and the Pussycats, I guess.
You know what? Don't demean my favorite female.
She was favorite
By
only,
saying there were no only, others.
Well, there really weren't. But for now, that is my take brought to you by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Talking about the chance to go back in time or head to the future. What would you do? This was just off the air. I don't even know how it came up. What would you do? But then as we talked, I wanted to know if there was a caveat, like, could I go back but know what I know now?
Yeah.
And you said if you went back, you wouldn't want to know anything.
No, I really wouldn't want to know what I know now. I don't think it'd be as fun.
You would just like to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to go back. I think it'd be a blast. I suppose knowing what you know now could help you, like in Back to the Future, you know, change some things.
Right.
But I don't have a lot of regrets, so I don't, you know.
You had a pretty good childhood.
I had a really normal childhood.
Yeah.
You know, my parents weren't like Michael J. Fox's, and they were, you know, sad and dopey and, you know. So I wouldn't have to change that. I mean, there might be a couple of things I could change, but, you know, my family, I suppose. But
your family.
You know. But would you want to go more? You said you'd want to go forward.
Yeah, I'd go forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I would want to know what, you know, the lottery numbers are.
Okay.
But so then I can go in the past too and figure that out too, because now living in current time, I know what, you know.
It's all for
financial gain. That's what I've.
See, you could go back, change yesterday, and then today become a millionaire.
Yep.
Everybody follow that?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I would go back just to change my hair.
Really?
Why? Your hair is awesome.
Why would you change your hair?
You. That's back then.
That was what you wore back then. I wouldn't change mine. Everything I did was supposedly popular back then.
The clothes I wear.
Why?
Because I look like an idiot.
Well, now you do.
Well, now but, I... But then I was so
like,
cool.
Your kids are going to look like idiots in 20 years, too.
All right.
Ethan's going to look like an idiot in 50 years, too, because styles change.
Given the choice, would you go back or would you go forward?
You can't go back to change your clothes.
Oh, I can't?
Oh, God.
Listen, I'm not back for anything else.
Shoes.
Except
well, they were
to change.
Popular.
Right. I'm going to go back so I can get my umbrella pants.
Yeah. Yes.
And bring it back to
Carly, you know me. I'm a simple man. I'm not back for anything else.
I guess so. Probably more event-like things most people would change as opposed to their hair that was in style then. But okay. All right,
I built a time machine for umbrella pants.
Yes. If you went back and changed your hair back then, you would be made fun of then.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Listen all the time. Quite good every day.
Waking you up on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, what would you do? Go backwards or forwards?
Yeah, interesting.
The other reason would be Debbie Morelli. I'd want another shot at Debbie Morelli.
Okay, I gotcha.
Basement makeout party?
Yeah.
See, it just wasn't cool enough.
Okay, all right.
So I think I'd go back and
be cooler.
And be cooler.
Okay. All right, I gotcha. Linda, a couple people have actually said something to this effect. Linda said, I'd like to go back in time to see my mom again. And a couple other people said to spend time with family and friends that I, you know, just thought would be around forever. You know, that's That's good.
That's how uncool I am. I should have thought about that.
Yeah, well, anyhow.
I would love to go back and spend time with my mom.
Yeah, missed it. Mike wants to go back and change his hairstyle.
Oh, nice.
I'm just selfish.
I'm going to go back to when I graduated from high school, then move out here, become a firefighter, invest my money in land, and be retired
and
now. I'd be retired from the firefighter, have my full pension, plus have all the money I made from all the land I sold all the development over the last
I got friends who started when they were 22. They retired already, and they've started business number two and three.
Exactly.
I know.
That sounds exhausting.
We're so shallow.
Oh, it's so not. Because you'd have been retired at like 44 or so, 43, 44. Yeah.
The lottery is the easiest way to go.
Yeah, sure. There you go. Yeah.
But I didn't win that in the past, so I can't go back to win it again.
Yes. Oh, my God. Carrie, a few people leaning in this direction. Carrie said, after what I've seen of 2020, I don't think I want to see the future. Send me back in time, please. Dalton said I'd go back in time. I'd keep that stuff I got rid of that's worth something, and I could retire now, like John, and sell it off instead of waiting another few years. Debbie said, interesting question, makes you start thinking. Would like to go back far enough to see some of the greatest in history, like Elvis, Michael Jackson perform live, and, of course, pre-coronavirus.
Yeah, everybody,
well,
I think would have. Yeah.
I think there are people who would like to go back to, like, December of last year.
Exactly.
And if they knew what was going to happen, it's like, okay, all right, I'm going to buy my own island.
I can battle the grasshoppers. That's nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's easy.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody has their reason.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Only a couple to the future, but a majority to the past.
Most of them to the past. Yeah.
Love it. All right. Yeah. Thanks for texting in.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Check this out, Carla. A man and a woman in England were having a pretend sword fight last weekend, dressed up as Vikings and everything.
Oh, sword fight. Okay, I gotcha.
Well, clearly the guy got a little too into it. The neighbor said they were using real swords.
Oh, jeez. Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
And the guy was practicing his moves.
Okay.
That's my move.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry,
one of the moves caught her in the neck and apparently hit an artery.
Oh, no.
Well, there's blood flying everywhere.
Jeez.
Thank God the paramedics got there in time, gave her a blood transfusion, and she went to the hospital. She's going to be okay.
That's why there are lightsabers. That's why you have those, so you can't cut people.
Or even weenie balloons or something.
Yes, yes.
You know that the, you know, that at the carnival?
They make them for you. Yeah, they make the weenie balloons.
What
happened
to broomsticks or foam swords?
Well, and that too, yeah. Wow. All righty.
I remember making swords out of wood.
Easy. Yeah.
You know, and you'd shave off the top to make it pointy and stuff. And I don't know. Wish I could go back in time.
Yes.
Fix my hair. Okay.
To see any people, but I'm going to fix my hair and make a better sword.
Peeping Tom in Georgia. That's
in
all
so
I
many ways.
That's all I
want
to do.
I just want a bigger sword. That's all I want.
Peeping Tom in Georgia was caught on somebody's roof trying to claim he was just looking for his lost cat.
But, okay. All right.
He actually got busted.
Oh, God.
Here.
Every day, there are just more stupid people.
Yeah.
More of them. This guy here in Virginia, he called 911 about a pipe bomb that he saw. Well, cops rushed over. It wasn't a pipe bomb at all. It was a python, and it was his. But he said, I released that into the woods several weeks ago because it was sick. I wanted to let it go so it could, you know, die on its own. Well, it came back. A 40-pound boa constrictor is what it basically was. Huge.
Oh.
Huge.
Like a cat.
Slithered, yeah.
Comes back.
Yep, came back into his house, and he thought that it was, but it was Mona. That's his snake, Mona. And she's very ill, so a veterinarian is now treating this snake with snake antibiotics, whatever those might be.
Yeah.
And Sam Lee, listen to this story.
We're so caring, aren't we?
I know. Well,
sure, yeah, good.
It's not a pipe bomb. It's a python. Whoop, nope, it's a boa constrictor.
It's Mona.
It's Mona. Just don't touch her. It's Mona.
Mona.
Listen to this story. This could happen. This could happen to anyone. Sam Lee, 20-year-old college student, University of Georgia. He's taken an online test. For her economics class.
Okay,
doing her econ test. She's eaten a sub sandwich and a meatball. Falls out of it, hits her keyboard, submits her exam. She's not even done with it. She failed it. But she told her professor, listen, I was eating my meatball sub and it fell out and it submitted my test. You know I wouldn't do this. And he did believe her. He's going to let her retake the test.
Oh, boy. That was close.
Oh, or the best lie ever. It was a meatball. I don't know. I have no idea what happened. It was
I had a meatball sandwich and one of the meatballs leaked out and hit.
It submitted the test.
Hit the keyboard and hit submit.
Yeah, I know. Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you can't make that up, I guess, right? That's a good lie. Did she eat the meatball, though?
That's the main question.
Morty, yes, she didn't waste the meatball.
Really? Is that the important question?
That is the most important question at the time.
Why do I think she picked it back up to try to correct it, and now it was already gone. So
5-second rule.
Yeah, what do? You eat the meatball. Yeah. It is Friday, your other news.
Looking for caller number 9 to tell us the 5 items in Mike and Carla's big box. You think you know what they are? Let's do it. Caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Got to be over 21 to win that big, incredible prize package during the 96 days of summer.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Mary on the phone. Mary, you know the drill, so go ahead. Let's hear it. What 5 items do you think are in Mike and Carla's big box?
Okay, a ribeye steak, a seashell, a telephone answering machine, a garbage can, and a golf ball.
No. But 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay, I got the 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, you can play anytime you want. Your next chance to play with Wendy Rush in the 11 o'clock hour. Make sure you're listening for that for everybody else. Details about the big box, tap the free KKLZ app on the smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com.
Okay.
All right, we have our feel-good story.
Yes.
Do that here in a couple of minutes. It's Duran Duran right now.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Every show, a little bit of good news to leave you with to start your day on a positive note. Just a really sweet story. 79-year-old Dennis, he's from Arizona. He was trying to drive to Madison, Wisconsin to see his son for the first time in 18 years, but he kept getting lost. He stopped to ask for directions at a gas station in Woodhull, Illinois, and got him, and then he got lost again. Ran into this couple. Well, they said, you know what? We'll help you out. We'll just drive with you the rest of the way to make sure you get there. It was an almost 4-hour drive. Here they are.
I drove all this way to see my son. I haven't seen him in 18 years.
If that was my mom, I would want somebody to help her. And he just looked at me and he said, you ready to go to Wisconsin? You know, if we saw a missing persons alert or if something bad happened to him, you know, that we at one point had the potential to help turn this around and didn't do it. That was just not going to work for either of us.
I hope his son was happy to see him when he finally did get to Madison, Wisconsin, 18 years after seeing his son last. I got to be honest, I don't know that there are a lot of people who would do this on either side.
Yeah.
You know, letting somebody follow them or following them, mm-hmm. you know, to make sure they got there okay. But, man, he did.
That's a great story.
It's really nice.
But you're right. How many people would actually do that, take a 4-hour drive to make sure this old guy got to his son?
Yeah. Boy, good
especially
for
him. Now.
I know.
What a great story. All right, if you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, or even better yet, a local story that makes you feel good, makes everybody feel good. Just tell us yourself, 702-739-9636. All right, getting ready to crank out the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Hey, quit yanking my bobber.
That's
a t-shirt, man.
Yeah, yanking or jacking?
Yanking.
Yanking my bobber? Okay.
Yeah, quit yanking
right,
my bobber. A couple of guys made a promise if we ever won big the lotto, we're going to split it. 10, 15 years later, one guy won 22 mil.
Yeah, I know.
Boom.
Good.
Should we make that promise?
Yeah, well, I've made that promise to several people. Good Lord, if it comes through. Yeah. I thought we all had that understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, you got to play.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Exactly. Yeah, none of us will have to do that. Jeez. Oy vey.
We went back in time. A lot of people wanted to go back in time as opposed to forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And don't forget, over the weekend, if you can, not today, but maybe even tomorrow, donate to Mike and Carla's Project H2O, collecting cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army this summer over at Subaru of Las Vegas.
Yes.
The deal is you can donate Monday through Friday, 8 to 8 p.m., and then, of course, on Saturday from 8 to 8 p.m.
Right.
They're open on Saturday, so if you can't do it during the week, do it on Saturday.
Right.
Just walk in, drop off your cases of bottled water. You do it with four or more cases, $25 gift card above the crust pizza, a Robo Pro Golf, or Salud Mexican Restaurant, Mexican Bistro, and Tequila Ria. Your choice. Limit once or two kit per family per donation. So
cool. What's
going on? More details about that on our website. Otherwise, Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have your next chance to guess what's in our big box. 11 o'clock hour. Make sure you stick around for that. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play Store. 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.